Brenda Blatsas right here on 720 WGN. Those are the dulcet tones of Frank Catalano, along with Jimmy Chamberlain. You might have heard of Jimmy Chamberlain. He's with that, damn it, what's the hell's the name of that band? What is it? That one with the guy with the bald head. What's his name?
Which one?
Yes, the Smashing Pumpkins. Frank Catalano, along with Jimmy Chamberlain and David Sanborn. What has he ever done? this is it's a EP essentially, right?
That's a full album. It's got six songs, but the songs, because they're jazzy and improvised, are each about 10 minutes, so it's about an hour or so worth of music.
Wonderful.
And you've got art, the cover art of this, which is really cool.
My buddy Tony Fitzpatrick.
One of the greats, man. Yeah. One of the great Chicago artists, Tony
best.
Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
This is a jazzy, and I say hipster in the most positive way I possibly can. A jazzy hipster kind of jazz kind of record man.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to have to credit you, hipster jazz. That's a really cool. Yeah. I've not heard that.
I like the ring.
That's going to be
it.
My new hashtag, I think.
And you've got the performance tonight, the Green Mill.
I'm going to do the late show at the Green Mill, which my wife and I bought an apartment in Greenwich Village, so we're in New York a lot now. Yeah. So I don't do them as regularly, but this whole month, every Wednesday, we're around for Christmas and partying. So
the man is a saxophone genius.
Absolutely.
He is not. He's a chart topper, radio chart topper in jazz music. So there's nothing we can do. And also, number one iTunes, right? Wasn't this a
that one? Yeah, it was number one on iTunes and the Billboard Jazz Chart. Whole series has done really well. This is the third one.
Frank is humble, but you can imagine being 17 or 18 years old and being called by Tony Bennett. Or he gets a call from Oprah to come out on the show. You know, they need somebody to fill in right away. Miles Davis, John Legend.
Miles Davis.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the who's who of the music world. Lou
Rawls. Miles Davis calls and goes, hey, Frank, could you teach me a thing or two about music, about jazz riffs? All right, now, so Frank is, and that, of course, that voice is almost, Jim Cornelison, you can't miss his voice when you hear it. These two guys have teamed up now. They're working on an album. That they're going to be doing in the spring. And let me just say this, that they're going to do a Christmas song for us as well. But they also, this Frank has got, I'm sorry, Jim has just been announced you tell us. I don't want to give it away. You should do it.
Well, it's
the big reveal.
It's a great honor, right? I'll be back next year for back home again in Indiana at the Indianapolis 500.
There you go.
Awesome.
Which, of course, is a massive, massive venue. And that is, that's the culmination of the whole pre-race festivities. Uh-huh. They literally came and grabbed my arm when I finished last year. Said, come on, we got to get off the track.
As
I'm walking off the track, they're saying, gentlemen, start your engines, So
and you're like, I really do have to get off the track.
Seriously, that's like Goosebumps stuff.
It's so cool to be part of that. And, like with the Blackhawks being the anthem is the culmination of the pregame, right? Then it's drop the puck, Right. Well, it's the same thing with back home in Indiana. And it's just so cool to be a part of that. That great sporting event in that way.
Oh, it must be cool because that is really, that's the start of summer, right? Summer is upon us when the Indianapolis 500 happens. And, as kids, it was a gigantically important event. And Jim Nabors was very famously was the guy that would come out and sing that. And Jim Nabors, you'd like, hey, that's the guy from the Andy Griffith reruns, right? Or from, Gomer Pyle. And so he had the funny talking voice, but then he had the singing voice. He would do that. And so that's something that's really very much in the cultural zeitgeist, right? That notion of him. And now it's you. That's got to be goosebump city right there.
Well, it's awesome. And, just being back, there's a strong possibility I'll be the next guy. I don't know that 100%. I don't have a contract that says I am. But
hey, you are, as far as I'm concerned. If they need a reference, have them call me. I'm all over this. All right. Well, let's listen a little bit to Back Home in Indiana. We got this, too.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me.
Ah, big bandy kind of.
Day sends all its fragrance from the fields I used to roam. about the moonlight on the Wabash. Then I long for my Indiana home.
Oh my God, that's gonna be number one in Indianapolis. There's no question about it. Think
sure,
about it. That's I'm really telling
cool.
you, it could be the new state. That could be like the new. I guess it would be the new charts for the Indiana State song. It is the Indiana State song, right? Isn't it? Isn't it?
Yes.
It's like Indiana anthem.
So we did that thing as kind of a sugar cube just around the race. We thought it would be really fun to put it out there. Obviously,
yeah,
that's not how I
perfect.
Sing it at the race. And Frank does a great little solo in that, right? That we just faded away from. But he does a great little solo in the middle of that, where it's just a way for us to get out and do something fun.
It's really fun. Yeah.
And like,
can we find that solo again? Now I feel bad. I got out of the solo. Hey, I want to hear that solo. Give me back the solo.
Don't wave him off, Frank. Oh. I think you should do it. You're too humble.
Let's hear it.
All right, we can be done now. Jim, singing again. Hey.
Don't dump out that quickly like you wanted to.
I think that the saxophone is the sexiest of all instruments.
Oh,
it is, isn't it? I mean, there's nothing more urban and American than the sound of the saxophone.
It does
think.
Something to you, doesn't it?
Right.
I think so. I think you get so many different colors from it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can make it sound harsh. You can make it sound mellow. You can loud. It can kind of scream the way that mm-hmm. Frank makes it do that a little bit.
Well, it's definitely my favorite instrument.
It better be.
I'm a true believer in Frank's talent. I've been around world-class musicians my entire adult life. And being around somebody who can improvise him, you want a minute, you want 5 minutes, hey, he'll go. And there's such a depth of resources, mental resources, musical resources that he can draw on. He can just play and play and play. And it seems like the longer he plays, the more exciting it gets. I love it.
Frankie, when did you start? What's your inspiration? What's the beginning for you?
Well, actually, my neighbor had a saxophone in their garage. So I was probably 6 or 7, and I just borrowed it and started messing around on it. And then my mom rented me one maybe like third grade, like, 8 or 9 years old or so.
That is a parent right there. That's like a hockey mom right there. Because that's
my mom's
suffering.
Probably listening right now. Yeah. She's the best. So, very cool. But yeah, so.
Did you have to do marching band and all that, or did you stay away from that?
I did a little bit of marching band, and that wasn't necessarily my favorite, but I liked it. But pretty much by the time I was 14, 15, I was already kind of touring with people and playing. So I missed a lot of. School, but I always liked
it's
it.
It's worked
but
out.
I didn't have to do the marching band and this and that, but I did some of it, and that was even fun. So
Frank, that's did you really borrow that saxophone? Did you ask if you could borrow it? Did you ever give it back?
Yeah, there seems to be there's a hole in that story
I borrowed
somewhere.
It and I gave it back, and then my mom rented me one. They borrowed it, or they let me use it, but then they wanted it back so that they could sell it. And I'm just like, well, geez, I'd like to get it, but it was, a decent saxophone is kind of pricey. Uh-huh. So
like they wanted the dough.
Like, how much for a good saxophone?
Well, Yamaha makes these for me, and they've always been cool, and they give them to me, so I don't know what they actually cost.
Oh, that's nice.
Right. I just want to say this.
Frank.
I just want to say this. When Yamaha's calling you up and saying, we're going to give you a $2,000 saxophone, you know you're good because they want you out there with the saxophone. They want you. They want to go, hey, Frank Catalano's playing our saxophone. That's pretty amazing stuff.
It is.
All right. So you know what we'll do? We'll break down here for the traffic, and then we'll come back and we'll do the Christmas song, and we'll do it live. Do it live.
Nice.
All right.
We'll get down on the phone. We'll do it live. Frank Catalano, a jazz legend who's got Bye Bye Blackbird out with Jimmy Chamberlin. You might know him from the Smashing Pumpkins.
Sure.
And David Sanborn. If you are a hipster jazz guy like myself, you know David Sanborn is one of the greats as well.
He was so cool to me. I was playing a jazz festival when I was probably 16 or 17 with Charles Erland, keyboard player, and Dave Sanborn was the headliner, and we were opening for him, and he helped me out so much getting me on tours and just being nice, and was up for playing on the album when I asked him last year. So Dave Sandler is a great guy.
And I like how Frank is actually at the top of the card here. It's Frank Catalano and Jimmy Chamberlain and David Sanborn. David Sanborn!
I know, right? How is he buried in there?
I don't know, but it's great. This is pretty great. All right, so
number one.
This is really, and you can go to iTunes to get this Bye Bye Blackbird. It's pretty amazing stuff. All right, gentlemen. Don't start your engines. Just stay right there for 1 second, and we'll start them on the other side. The great Jim Cornelison is here, and the great Frank Catalano. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait.
This is a pretty star-filled room, I must say. But first, Violetta's got the WGN traffic trouble spots. All right, here are our friends. I cannot wait to hear this.
Me either.
You got Jim Cornelison. Mm-hmm. Who's in studio with us right now. You know him, you love him from the Chicago Blackhawks. It's the national anthem there. And then every once in a while, I'll show up, Jim, and you'll be playing somewhere else. You'll be like at the Soldier Field or, you know, mm-hmm. at any of these venues. And the people, they
go crazy.
They go crazy for you. They go nuts. And a jazz legend, no short a term than that, Frank Catalano is with us, who's going to be, by the way, at the Green Mill tonight, right? It's like the late night show starts mm-hmm. at what? 10:30, 11 o'clock, something like that? Later? Like midnight? Yeah.
But it's worth it.
If you go
best
to Green Mill Tavern at midnight, there something has gone either really right or really wrong. But I'm going to tell you, that's what it's going to be.
Got to do it at least once.
And this guy has been a saxophone virtuoso since he was a teenager and played with all of the greats. And he's got a new album out called Bye Bye Blackbird featuring it's Frank along with Jimmy Chamberlain from Smashing Pumpkins and David Sanborn. If you're into the jazzy riffs, man, this is for you. All right, fellas, take it away.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, thy leaves are so unchanging. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, thy leaves are so unchanging. Not only when the summer's here, but also when it's cold and drear. Oh, Christmas tree, thy leaves are so unchanging. Tannenbaum, thy leaves are so unchanging. Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Christmas tree, thy leaves are so unchanging. Not only when the summer's here, but also when it's cold and drear. Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Christmas tree, thy leaves are so unchanging.